Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales from real life, Mr. Sacred Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have a double delight because I've got Justin Martindale here, but later in the show, I still had stuff that I talked about with Chris, but I know that we're going to talk for so long that you will bleed over into Tuesday.
Yes.
So, I mean, the Juicy Scoopers are just getting so many scoops of fun.
It's the multiverse. You're going to get Chris and myself finally on the same episode.
So we're going to talk about the hottest things that are happening right now. Now, in the murder world, which we don't like to talk, you I don't know if we talked about this during my show. I'm sure we did. The Alex Murdaugh, there's two murders I'm kind of catching up on.
Oh, okay.
The first one is Alex Murdaugh. To let you guys know, this was this weird story of how this mother, like she was like in her 50s, and her 20-something son were both found shot dead on the property. And they didn't know who did it. Turned out it was the boy's father and the husband to the woman. And he was kind of like, they called him, he was like, remember in a Dukes and Hazzard, like Boss Hogg kind of ran this town.
Oh, yeah.
He sort of ran this town. He was a lawyer. He was a prosecutor at one time. It was, there's so much to this story. And then, he has been... They did realize it's him. They believe it's him. He's been indicted on murder charges in the slaying of his wife and son. And they believe it's because he'd done so many illegal things. He was in so much debt that it was to get the life insurance from them.
Ugh.
And then at one point, he hired someone to shoot and kill him, like on the side of the road. But he lived. And they believe he was doing that because he realized he was in such a mess and wasn't going to get out of not only all this financial stuff he did that was illegal, but also killing the wife and son. And this way, if he was just shot on the side of the road successfully and died, then his one living son would receive life insurance and everything. But he didn't. The guy admitted that he'd hired him to try to shoot him.
So that guy got off okay?
That guy that was hired to do it, probably because he was...
Just doing my job.
Because, right, he was told...
I'm clocking in. This is what they want for me.
Anyway, just so horrible.
Yeah,
and then there
sad.
Was this other layer of it, too, where the son that was killed was also facing charges and stuff because he got really drunk on a boat and was driving the boat. And this young girl, they crashed, and this young girl... like flew out and she died. Then there was this other young man who was, I think he was hit by a car and he was gay in this town. And they always believed that the two sons, the one that's now dead and the one that's still alive, had something to do with it.
Ooh. So had something to do
with this young gay kid
who died in the car?
That was like, no, he was like hit as he was like walking down the street. He was hit by a car.
That's a lover's quarrel.
And yes, and they thought there was some history with maybe the brother that lived.
Small town.
Anyway, you guys, it's the name is Murdaugh, South Carolina. There has been lots of other articles and podcasts that go way, way deeper if you're interested. But it'll I just wanted to give you the update.
Netflix, I'm sure, is already like making a docuseries.
There's enough to do.
Yeah.
Seven episodes. I did watch something funny on Conan, a clip of Conan O'Brien saying that like some of these Netflix documentaries are like milking it out a little bit too long. It was a really funny bit. But then there's some that I think can fill the seven episodes. Yeah. And this is one of them.
That's interesting.
For all of those different things. Even if those things don't apply, even if that kid, even if they find there really isn't any evidence that these two brothers could have been responsible for this young gay man being found dead, I think it's juicy enough that at one time there was discussion about it. Like, it's just
the buildup, the draw build up out.
And who is this guy? And he was a really bad guy. And there's like four generations of attorneys before him. So it's like very old money. And it's like the South Carolina. It's
South Carolina drama.
It's juicy. So look for that Netflix doc.
Yeah, just put it in your queue.
Another murder that you and I were heavily invested in.
Yes.
Was,
which, by the way, you sent this to me yesterday. And I was just like, we've already talked about this. And then I read the caption and I was like, so, yes, continue.
Casey White is charged with the murder of his ex-jail boss, Vicky White. They were never married, but they were lovers. This is the one where she fell in love with this guy and sold her property. There was a real estate aspect to this, too. Like, ever see those signs that are like, we'll buy your house right now. You don't need to stage it. You don't need it. And it's like, yeah, slow down a minute. You know,
we'll sell your home right now.
Yeah. Like, we'll give you a check right now. Well, basically she was like, okay. And her house was worth like, I don't know, $250,000. And she sold it for $90,000 and took off with that money, helping the lover escape. And anyway, then there was wondering, did she kill herself when the cops found them because she was shot? But then there was audio that made it sound like she wasn't in a state of about to commit suicide. She was like giving instructions to him.
Yeah, they said it was a self-inflicted gunshot.
First, they thought it was. Yes. But then when you investigated it more, it sounded like the audio of her being, I don't know if she was calling 911 or what, but she was like, just chase me. And then she was like, no. Like, so there was that. And of course, he was in jail for killing a couple people.
Which, what could go wrong?
Yes. Yeah. And so anyway, he has been charged with it.
He killed her.
The prosecutor believes he has.
He had to have. I think she was like, what's his name? Alex?
No, his name is Casey.
Casey, I love you so much.
And
we're going to make a run for it, I swear.
And I mean, she is dead, so I feel kind of badly.
I think he like, was just like, thanks, making, honey.
But, you know, I always wonder when, like, they find out that, like, someone that's already doing a life of time. I mean, are we going to go through a whole fun trial? I mean, really? Can we just, like, save the town some money? And
yeah. As someone who's just spent 2 weeks on a trial.
Oh, I do want to hear about that. But I was going to say, if I was Casey White.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't take any kind of plea deal because I'm already here.
You're already here.
At least I have something to look forward to, like a little field trip.
Yeah, just put me back in.
And like, I'd rather go through the whole trial just because it's something. If I'm going to be in this cell till I die, at least for a few months, I get to have meetings with attorneys. I get to see, go in a truck or whatever, a bus, go to the jail, get a different kind of food, not the prison food, because they're going to have to feed me lunch during the trial.
Yeah.
And maybe meet a cute juror like you.
Yeah, I think this is the perfect time for a glow up.
Yeah.
You know, like I think...
Oh, right, because they're going to put him in... Do they put him in an outfit even though he was in a prison uniform when the crime was committed? I mean, normally, remember how they put the Menendez brothers like in collegiate sweaters, but they were like 30 on trial? Yeah, like, and everyone's like, why are they trying to make them look like they're 16 anymore?
I think this is like, you've been gone for a while, you know, get on a diet, you know, shave, give everyone like a new you. You know, you're going away forever. No one's going to see you again. At least like if there's cameras, just be like, well, hi, you know, like me again.
I think there's still some doubt that she could have killed herself. And I say, Casey, you know, not that I want this town to waste money, but I'm saying I just don't begrudge anybody that's looking at more time and they're stuck. Like, let's do this. And then for the defense attorney, let's make a good defense. Like, she was like, I can't live without you. And I certainly can't be humiliated and go back and see all my friends. What, am I supposed to go to the prison? All the correction officers know who I am?
Well, she would lose her job. I don't think she killed herself. I don't think a woman without an upper lip would kill herself. It's just, like, life is already hard. I don't think she...
I definitely think... I don't know. Like, I think he could have killed her, or I think it could have been an accident. I don't think she
deliberately... Like a speed bump? Oh, God! Like, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm kind of... I'm actually now more intrigued, and I do want to see a trial.
This will be on a Netflix docuseries as well.
Because you know what the trial is going to reveal is the romance that happened between them. How it started, were they boning in the laundry room?
Yes.
Like, I want to know all those details, and then I do want to see a Netflix story on it. Tell me about your jury duty.
Oh, what God, happened? I'm so glad you asked. This was my first time doing jury duty. I went in on a Monday. I'd been summoned in like 2020 and everything got closed because of COVID. But like, it's so funny because people are like, I've never had to do jury duty. I usually call in. They say they don't need me. Oh, I was in downtown LA from like 10 o'clock to 4:30 at that.
Would you bring a lunch or did you go out and find a cute...
You had to buy your lunch.
My dad, you know, never did it, got out of it or whatever. And then when he was somewhat retired, mm-hmm. he was like very excited to go. So he was going to Santa Monica every day. And I go, well, Dad, what if you don't get to be the foreman? And he goes, what? He just assumed.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't imagine in his head any other way that he'd be foreman. So he goes and they start to ask the questioning of, can we keep this person on the jury? Can they be non-biased? And they said, what's your name? What are you, you know, do you have children? He said, what do your kids do? And he went through. And when he said what Shannon, my sister, did, mm-hmm. they're like, hold for a minute. And they whispered. And they're like, is your daughter Shannon McDonald? And he goes, yes, she is. And they go, dismissed. They dismissed him.
That's amazing.
And he was like, he was so proud that they knew who Shannon was and that she's a criminal defense attorney and therefore they thought maybe he'd be biased in some way. But he was crushed. Like
he wanted to be there so bad.
It's like, I understand we have to do it the way we do it, but if there's people that like really kind of want to do it, there should be something where you could submit your name. Like, hey, you know what? I never did it, but I want to do my duty now.
Mm-hmm.
And like pick from a pool of those people and certainly... some people that are retired or not don't have to work or like are super interested in crime, you can still dismiss them if you think that they're biased.
Yeah.
But at least you'd have like some people that are like, it's not screwing up their way of a livelihood or they're not, you know, losing out on a vacation or a job or whatever.
But the best was the excuses the jurors were trying to get out of jury duty. There's this one girl who stuck to my mind. She was like, you know, oh, I feel like only God can judge people, so I can't be here because, like, I don't believe in judging people. Like, I'm really religious. Like, I don't
She was so trying to get out of this.
This was the best, though. She goes, I don't even go to school on Halloween. And I was like, what? Did you just say that? And it finally, like, I'm number 43, so I've had to sit through 1 through 42 of people talking about themselves.
And giving excuses,
so
yeah.
I am just like...
You're ready for your moment.
Hi. From the Lone Star State of Texas, I'm Juror 43, Justin Martindale. The case was so boring. I didn't want anyone to know what I was on jury duty for, but I'm glad it's over with. And not my cup of tea.
Britney Spears ran out of gas on the freeway.
Well, I mean, we expected this. It's time.
But the way they did it on TMZ, I like got a little more like I was like, what? You know, they show a photo of her from like one of her dancing videos, but close up like deranged eyes.
Yes.
Britney Spears runs out of gas on freeway. Cops called to help her out.
Cops? Just get AAA.
So she ran out of gas on the 101 around Balboa.
Oh, OK.
And then when they found her, like they called the police. She was in the backseat of a passerby or car, like another passerby or like came by and she was like, I guess, freaked out and got in the backseat of the car. And then the cop got in the car and then someone pushed her car off to the side. And then Sam came to the rescue. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's nothing worse on the 101 or 405 or whatever, where you start to drive to your event And then all of a sudden you see the cop doing the swirly, swirly, slowing down so that everything is stopped. And I'm assuming from what this sounds like, it sounds like everything had to be stopped. So I'm sure this just came out earlier today. So I'm guessing like there's going to be a lot of people that are like, oh my God, I was stuck on the thing. Look, gas is expensive, but also she's probably back in the conservatory days when she couldn't drive. This didn't happen.
I knew this was going to happen because it's like, oh, she's free now. She can drive. She probably doesn't know how. And then she just ran out of gas and was like, oh no, my car. What do I do?
I mean, I think it's like they're in this weird position where like Sam has got to be like, hey, I'm not going to control you from spinning or holding your naked tits on the beach. You can post whatever you want and you can drive whatever you want. But I am going to have one person at the house just to make sure that your tires are full, that you're that you're always gassed up.
Yeah.
Like, I do think she just one like chill assistant.
Y'all, my car fell asleep. What do I do? I don't know about this.
She said her car quit on her.
Oh, my car quit. What do I do? Well, you got that little needle. Oh, I got to look at that.
Have you ever run out of gas?
No, but I have a friend, Michaela Gordon, not to mention names.
Okay.
She was on American Idol with Carrie Underwood. She hosts a radio show called Channel Q.
Okay.
She is notorious for running out of gas. She always takes pictures. Like, she just runs out of gas.
Takes pictures of her running out of gas?
She'll, like, take a picture of her at the gas station. She's like, well, I did it again, you guys. And I'm like, oh, and it's and her girlfriend, Lisa, is always there for her to pump the gas. And I'm like, Michaela, you have to fill up the car. That's how it works. She's like, I'm so bad at this. So I guess it's a thing.
I have never...
It terrifies me.
I have only run out of gas once.
Yeah.
And I've never shared this with my family.
Until now.
So it's good news that they don't always listen to the show. Okay. So I was doing something at Lisa Vanderpump's house, like her podcast or my something. Mm-hmm. And she's up there, like in the hills. Mm-hmm. Like, and as I was getting there, I didn't notice that I was like, you know, on empty or whatever. But I was like, well, I can't turn around now. I'll be late. And I wasn't going to be late for the swans and everything. And so then when I left, I was like, oh, shit, this is... Like, the nearest gas station is, like, 5 miles away. It's, like, been 000. But I'm like, what am I going to do? And it stopped. Ugh. It quit. It quit on me.
Your car quit?
And I was like, oh, my God. So now I'm, like, off of, like, Coldwater Canyon in the Hollywood Hills or Beverly Hills Hills. And I'm like, okay, if I call Peter, I'm never going to hear the end of it. And I think I looked at where Drake was, like, on his location, because he would come and keep it a secret. But he was too far away. So I call my friend Krista, you know Krista,
yes.
And I was like, she's so nice, and she lives around here. And she goes, well, press that button in your car.
What's
you have
the button?
BMW, right? I go, yeah, like an OnStar, but for a BMW. I never pressed it. And all of a sudden, the person just comes on, and they're like, yeah, we'll come bring you gas. I'm like, how much does it cost? Nothing. It's part of your thing. I mean, if you abuse it, but I think you can use it like twice a year without anybody. And they came. And they filled up my tank. I mean, I had to wait like 45 minutes, but that's it.
Wow. Uber gas. Who knew? That's so funny. Like, I could just see you like, hello? But like, does Brittany not have that? Is she just driving around in some jalopy?
I don't think she had Krista to call.
No, she didn't have Krista. She doesn't have a Krista.
I would not have known to do that. Because I'm like, I don't have AAA. And you kind of don't really need, if you have like an up-to-date car that you maybe are leasing, like ask about it. Because you no offense to AAA, you might not need AAA. That's your emergency.
Did they say, hello, Heather? Was it like really like in the future?
I can't remember, but I was just like, okay, like I'm so happy that like this is going to come. Well, good luck to you, Brittany.
Bless.
Okay, BravoCon is here, you guys, and there's more than 100 stars who will be there when tickets go on sale. Did we find out when the tickets are going on sale, Annie?
I think they're on sale.
Okay, I think they're on sale. The good news is I will be in New York City as well.
Oh.
Yes, I will be at the Palladium Theater, which is right in the Times Square area, where I believe this BravoCon is near to happening. And that is Saturday, October 15th, heathermcdonald.net. Get your tickets. There you go. I have some juicy scoop that was delivered to me by Peter, my husband.
What?
Yes.
Look at him, team player.
And it just came out on People magazine, and I kept it a secret.
Okay. You didn't tell me at all.
Okay, I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
So while I was in Ireland, Peter has a friend who actually is living in San Antonio now.
Oh, really?
And he and his girlfriend came and they hung out, you know, here, and Drake and Brandon said they were real delights and they had a lot of fun. And at one point, this friend said, I'm friends with Tariq Musso of Heather and Tariq and Flipper Flop and all that. And that is Heather Ray from the Netflix show Selling Sunset. They got married. She's his second wife. And he's like, yeah, well, we went to the house and I met them. And I go, did you tell her that you're my husband? Because I've been on her podcast when she had a podcast. She knows who we are. Like, we follow each other. And he goes, yeah, I don't know. I think she seems sort of confused. I'm like, yeah, this guy like rolling up. Do you have to be like, no, Heather McDonald from Juicy Scoop. Like, say it. Anyway, he's like, he goes, don't say anything, but she's pregnant.
Oh.
So they just announced it today that she's pregnant.
So Peter knew before the rest of the world.
Peter
did.
Knew before People magazine.
Wow,
knew.
Peter.
And I knew. And I just want you to know, when people meet me out for dinner and they go, this is not for Juicy Scoop,
mm-hmm.
it will not be for Juicy Scoop.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I kept it a secret, but mm-hmm. happy for them.
Good.
Okay. Speaking of Selling Sunset, the little Oppenheimer, Jason, that was with Chrishell.
Yeah, for that hot two-episode stint.
Yes. He found some new model you can see. She is very, her name is Mary Lou, and she's very tall and thin.
Oh, she's a big one.
Yeah, there's a photo of them together, and she's even taller than Chrishell in heels.
How tall is she?
I mean,
how tall is he? I'm going to say he's like 5'4". 5'4"? Like 5'6".
No, he's absolutely not 5'6".
If your last name's Oppenheimer, like, you're like, you have a Shire somewhere. Like, that's like Hobbit adjacent.
I think he's 5'3 barefoot.
5'3 barefoot.
With like nice shoes and lifts and Tom Cruise like cobbler working on it. I would say he can pass for 5'6".
I'm going to say 5'6".
When he's all like done up.
I'll say 5'6".
But he doesn't have a pompadour hairdo like you either. Like, he's bald on top of being. So I'm like, he is the size that he is.
I think he's 5'6" with a good wedge. He's probably like 5'8".
They're 5'5 and
5'6". One is bigger?
Wait, what?
Imagine one got like all the nutrients in the womb.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Like twins.
The other one barely survived. He was almost eaten. Yeah. The other one quit. And
I'm always obsessed with twins that absorb their twin.
It's my favorite thing.
Did you remember that one kid in India where the legs were coming out of its stomach?
No. Why was I supposed to?
I feel like it was a pretty big story.
You know how I feel about cricket people. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
There was a kid in India that clearly absorbed his own twin.
Okay.
But the twin continued to grow in his stomach. And so he had an expanded stomach with two like legs coming out of it.
So he had
it.
Four legs? Is he going to be on Dancing
with
the
like
Stars?
Yeah, but they were very little legs. I think they eventually, like, someone saw it and was like, I will help you, like, remove this twin tumor.
He should be on Dancing with the Stars India. That's a mean foxtrot. That's, like, that's a good one. Wait, so he's 5'6"? You said he's 5'6"? So we were close.
Yeah.
And she's probably, she looks like she's, like, 5'11". 5'10", 5'11".
I mean, she's loving life. She's going to get a real estate license. William White, who was a TikTok sensation during the height of TikTok COVID.
Did Mandy's cover, right?
And he had that, like, he had a very, he did like Rob 70s Lowe. Songs, and he looked very 70s, early 80s, mm-hmm. and he was gorgeous, and he was from Canada, and he would lip sync these songs, which he didn't do really well.
He wasn't a good lip syncer.
But no mom cared.
Every mom was wet that summer.
Exactly.
Yes.
Including myself. So I reached out to him.
William Wet.
And I believe his manager was like a juicy scooper. And so he hooked it up, and we did a Zoom, and you know, he was such a young, innocent kid. It was a quick interview. There wasn't that much to get into.
Right.
But he was like, it made me appreciate where I live, because he was in Canada and he's like, so where you live in LA? And I go, yeah. And he goes, so you see palm trees?
Oh my God.
And I was like, yes, we do. Why don't I appreciate these palm trees more? Like yeah. sometimes you need somebody to be like so excited to go where you live.
Just and a you're sweet like, youth.
Yes. And I go, listen, when you come out here, we're going to like go and, you know, go look at palm trees. Anyway.
Did you do that? Did you fulfill your end of the agreement, Heather?
I kind of wondered why I was never seeing him like in my feed or anything, because I follow him.
He vanished for a bit.
He did. And now he's spoken.
Oh, God.
He said, hey, guys, I want to be honest and share something that's very important to me, but I don't want anyone to worry. I have an addiction to weed, which has been making me depressed for many years now. I'm normally a happy guy, but it's been hard for me knowing I'm battling addiction. Today, I made the decision to go to rehab for a month. It's been really hard, but I'm less stressed now that I've made the decision to better my life. I want to thank all of you for being in my life and making it such a great experience. I've never had so many people there for me, loved ones. Thank you. I'm ready for this journey. Love you, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to take this month to just wait. What is, love you all so much. And the statement of the month is focus on you, heart. Now, I know that they film Intervention still, but mm-hmm. in Canada.
Intervention Canada?
They don't call it Intervention Canada. They just call it Intervention, but it's all in Canada because I think there's some legality or something that we can't do here anymore, because it's like, you know,
I thought it was a franchise.
It's like the ultimate surprise party that nobody wants, you know, like, so I mean, every time it's like gone away, it's come back, it's on A&E, but I always feel like the last whatever few years I've seen, it's always in Canada. I want, that would be amazing if he was featured on the Canadian Intervention. But when I said this to you, it bothered you.
It did.
Not because you were thinking about William White, because you said, that's not true. No one can be addicted to weed. And I'm like, yes, they can.
Just outed.
Dr. Drew told me that you absolutely can.
Uh-huh.
And you know who was addicted to weed?
Who was addicted to weed?
Julia Roberts' brother, Eric Roberts, when he was in the Dr. Drew rehab house, it was about weed.
Yeah.
And he said, absolutely. You know, and I go, yeah, I've always said it. You know, If I put vodka in my orange juice every morning, you'd say I'm an alcoholic. So if somebody
I'd say you're having a fun summer.
If it's not a vacation. But I mean, you know, yes, there are a lot of people that are functioning alcoholics. And I believe that there's a lot of people that can function having pot throughout the day.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong, it worked for them.
It really did. But apparently it's not working for William White. So it can't work for everybody. Some people can. Some people, they realize it's, you know, it's an issue.
Well, can I just say this? Like, I know a lot of people who partake in marijuana usage and cannabis use, and I just think this is going to give that like a stigma, because I do feel like there's a lot of medicinal qualities of cannabis and cannabinoid usage, and I just think that this is... How old is he?
He's like 21. He's
21.
He's not that famous. If it was like Justin Bieber saying, I get depressed from weed, then this would be a bigger discussion.
I think this was a 21-year-old kid who smokes weed all day and does TikToks, and his parents were like, get a job. And he can't because he's got marijuana in his system. And so his parents were like, stop smoking weed and get a job, William. And he's like, oh, I need rehab. And I think that's what, he's so used to just smoking weed and doing TikToks that the TikTok fame has kind of worn off a little bit. Everyone's like seen it. He's not that good of a lip syncer.
Also, he's really good looking, but he told me that his modeling agencies were like, you need to work out. Like, you're good looking, but you need to really work out and everything. So maybe that's another part of where he's like, yeah, you know what? I do want better. I have to get clean.
You eat Cheetos.
Right.
Yep.
Twitter is suing Elon Musk. Because he's backed out of the $44 billion merger of him buying mm-hmm. Twitter. Now, some of the comments and conspiracy, whatever. believes that this might have been his plan all along, so that in a lawsuit, they'll have to expose whether, in fact, they have bots and all that, which he has accused Twitter of having.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And then he never really intended to buy it. He just wanted to expose Twitter for the reasons he doesn't like Twitter.
So he said he was going to buy it, and then he was like, just kidding. And Twitter was like, we're going to sue you because you said because you were going to buy it?
Yeah, because we planned on it, and we, you know.
But like, what is that? Can't Twitter just be like, all right, back to business?
I mean, I don't know what it's like when you make a $44 billion purchase of a Twitter. I
Heather,
mean, I
you
understand.
Have a boat.
I know how it works with a house.
Yeah.
And with a house, you know, you make an offer and there's certain deadlines and there's a point where if you back out, they're going to keep the deposit. Even then, it can be somewhat, because of the legality, people sometimes go, okay, we're going to give it back to you anyway. Let us, yeah. You know, whatever. But I don't know. So there you go.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly don't care.
I feel like you know more about this than I do.
What?
Doja Cat.
Uh-huh.
She lost 200,000 Instagram followers, which to someone who has like 50, I don't know if she has, that sounds like nothing to me, mm-hmm. to someone like her. After slamming Stranger Things star Noah for sharing private DMs. I know this story. So what happened is she DM'd this other cast member to say, I'm hot for the other guy in the show.
Yeah, Eddie, the guy who plays Munson. Eddie Munson. Yes, who's very attractive.
What does HMU mean? She wrote,
hit
no-
me up.
Okay. Noah, can you tell Joseph to hit me up? She DM'd.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no. Does he have a GF? Okay. Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that means. He wrote LMAOO. What does that mean? Laugh my ass off. Slide into his DMs. She says, IDK, that means I don't know, his IG, meaning Instagram or Twitter. He doesn't have a DM direct message to slide in. And then he then sent the guy's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
He then shared that
on a TikTok
and, you know, did a little fun thing out of it. So then she got all upset, went on and was like, you know, screw him. Why would he do that? I think eventually she was like, all right, actually, I feel badly. He's 17. I shouldn't be.
Well, that's what the outrage was. Everyone was just like, why are you sliding into a 17-year-old's DMs looking for a hookup?
But what? She wasn't looking up to hook up with him.
Well, right. But I mean, still, she's like, hey, I'm trying to get your friend that you've worked with to like, hit me up and hook up with me. I had a conversation about this with another comic over the weekend, and he said, I think this is when she realized she was famous.
Oh.
When you realize that, like, hey, you're a little too famous to be doing what other people are doing because this might happen. And I was like, interesting.
Yeah, go back to the olden days where you'd have your agent reach mm-hmm. out. Like, that's what you're paying this guy for. You have an agent or a PR person say, hey, see if so-and-so from Stranger Things is a fan of mine. And if you'd ever want to come to like a party or like you do something kind of, you don't do a one-on-one date. Just mm-hmm. you have your agent, listen to me, Doja. You have your agent call, like find his agent and say, hey, talk to Joseph. Doja is like such a fan of Stranger Things. She's having a small get together with some other musicians in Malibu at her house Sunday at 7. Let us know if he and a friend would like to come.
Exactly.
Then it's casual.
Yeah.
Then they can have drinks. And if there is real chemistry there, it's not this DM, let's meet on the
don't
side
make it
and
weird.
Screw.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Just even for a real relationship, that's what you should try to do.
But also in, I forget what his name, Noah. Is his name Noah, the kid who plays Will?
Yes, the one that she's Noah Schnapps.
Noah Schnapp.
I wonder if he drinks.
That's so he, that's, I kind of feel, would you say his name is
Schnapps? What if he drinks? It is Schnapps.
Schnapps.
I mean, isn't that how you spell Schnapps, the elk, Schnapp, like the drink?
Yeah.
Okay, go
like
on.
Like a peach Schnapp. Yeah. So he's a 17-year-old kid. Imagine being a 17-year-old kid and like Doja Cat DMs you. I'm sure he's like, whoa, this is the coolest thing ever, you know?
Right,
and I think that's what it was. He's like, I'm going to put this on TikTok because look, Doja Cat talked to me on Instagram. Da, da, da. And she's like, how dare you? I'm like, you're 25 years old or however old she is. But it's just like, You can't do that.
But also, those are the hot TikToks when people like reveal celebrity stuff, whether they were mean to them when they ran into them in a bathroom or they gave a great tip or they didn't give a good tip. It's all that kind of stuff. So he was like, yeah, anyway. So people will come back. And you really think someone's going to hold? Who cares? Taylor Swift got engaged to Joe Alwyn over the holidays. So they've been keeping it secret for 5 months. Who is this guy?
She's been dating him for like...
Yeah, they've been dating for a hot minute.
I know, but what's his story?
He... I wish I could tell you. I'm that much of a Taylor Swift.
From London.
Yeah, he's probably some like Prince Charming in training in London. Probably an heir to something. Let me see what he looks...
I mean, they look like they're cute, and I hope that she does a big shebang wedding. I hope she reenacts Madonna and Sean Penn, and I hope helicopters are...
Oh, there's going to be choppers up in the sky. It's going to be some Nashville into the woods, like...
She should.
She's going to have...
Because her first thought is probably, let's make it really private and all that stuff. I say, don't, Taylor. Don't.
This is what everyone wanted. When is Taylor Swift going to get married? And you better stay married, because then she's going to have the biggest divorce album of all time.
Which, yeah, or not. Yeah, or it could be great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very, it's going to be folksy. It's going to be outdoors.
What if she just does a whole album of songs about, like, picking your bridesmaids and one girl's a bitch.
Yeah.
And
something
like,
borrowed, something blue, something old, something new. Yeah. It'll be something like that. It's gonna
We're
be
going to Nash
album.
Vegas, but my friend's complaining. Everyone needs to pay $1,142 for the weekend.
Yep. Destination wedding to Nashville. Like, I think it's going to be, it's going to be country enough, but it'll be rocker enough, I think. I think we're definitely going to get some celebs, like Selena Gomez will be a bridesmaid for sure.
Yes.
Who else?
Will it be a bigger wedding than Teresa Giudice?
I think it's going to be, she's going to have a Nashville, she will do a traditional Nashville bridal shower.
I say, girl, you've waited this long, do it all, don't make it secret, have four dresses, have it be a three-day affair, and be the bride.
What's
do
the
it.
Wedding dress going to be? Is it going to be... over the top, or do you think she's going to keep it real like modest?
All right, it just came in my head. It just came. Mark this down as a prediction.
Juicy scoop prediction.
Okay,
here she goes. She's flipped the hair.
It is lace, scalloped lace off the shoulder, but like at the top of the shoulder. Okay, long sleeves that go all the way down to gloves.
Yes.
Okay, and it comes like sweetheart neckline comes in at the waist. Goes out long ass train. It's all
tulle
lace.
Oh, lace.
Lace, but it goes out a little bit. All lace. The next dress for dinner is Caroline Kennedy. Okay. No, like what she wore, which is just white satin.
Yes, I'm seeing satin
slick,
as well.
Like just a slick thing.
Slick and
then
modest.
For the dancing, a sexy little number that she pairs with cowboy boots. A short dress that she pairs with like diamond cowboy boots.
Like studded.
That's fun. And then the last look when the In-N-Out truck comes is just the white velour juicy sweats that she and all her girls get to wear.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, a wool. No. I'm going to say like a cashmere crop top with sweatpants.
Oh, that style of it.
Yeah.
That yeah, you're like, right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the velour from 2000.
No. It'll be like a cashmere crop top.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yep.
Okay, so Pete Davidson, he added Jasmine and Aladdin tattoos dedicated to his and Kim's first kiss as tattoos.
Oh, God.
And we see that the Hulu show is coming back in September, and one of the scenes is...
You want to jump in the shower with me?
Yeah. Hey, babe. Wanted to jump in the shower with me really quick, and he throws his phone and runs. I call bullshit. That was set up.
Oh, for the whole thing is
nobody in this world, no matter whether you're 4 or 94, throws their phone up. I don't care how rich you are.
No, that's the hackiest cornball move. Like was that sound effect?
Yes, it was almost like an old sitcom.
Yeah. Obbity, 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 obbity. Like, yeah. oh, you got it, babe. Ooh.
He also so went hacky. On Kevin Hart's show and said the one thing that he wants in life, I think he comes out tomorrow, is to be a dad. So prolonging the rumors of will they have a kid together, him
who
and
cares?
Kim.
Like, stop it.
Well, I do. I'm talking about it. So I think now I mean, I think he loves the fame. And so anyway, somebody reminded me, wrote me and said, I just think it's so crazy that for a very long time, he was in a committed relationship with Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm's very funny, smart, intelligent, non-influencer celebrity daughter.
Yeah.
And they broke up, and that's when he went on to the Ariana Grande, the Kate Beckinsale, and now the Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Oh, the Kaya Gerber was in there. And it's like, wow. Like, mm-hmm. they were just two kids that were, like, into comedy that were in their 20s for all these years. And she just must be like, all right. But anyway, I told you, I know she's got embryos with Kanye still. But I'm sure she has separate eggs because a smart girl like that would go save, don't inject them all with Kanye's sperm. Save a couple eggs for, you know, my next husband. So those eggs will then get with him. And I do believe they will either discuss it a lot. That's what we're going to see in the September Hulu series. But I mean, I think she might. If they're still together by Christmas, I do think they'll be a baby cooking in someone.
Good God. They're like octopuses. You know, like when octopuses lay all those eggs? That's what I see. Just like I've got all these eggs in my cove. Like,
do you think they're going to procreate?
I mean, one kid. How long have they been dating?
Perez Hilton thinks that she'll have twins with him. But twins, you have to be very, nowadays, you actually put in two embryos if you want twins. Unless you put in one and it actually splits, which
those
is
are
so
be
rare
some
that happens.
Haunted looking babies. like a pair of dolls in an old Victorian attic. Just
I always said my other babies. Prediction is that her mom has six kids.
Yeah.
And Courtney has three. So she already beat Courtney in having the most, four. But I did always think if she was going to stay with Kanye, and because she had all the embryos and she didn't have to carry them and whatever, that she would have like seven. She'd succeed her mom. God. So I'm not going to be surprised if she does have a surrogate type baby that will be biologically hers and Pete's in the next year or so.
Well, I'm hoping it's twins because we definitely need villains for the Kardashians Next Generation spinoff. So, like, when North and all of them get of age, then we have the Pete Davidson
kids.
The twins. And they're like, hello, Chicago.
Yes. I like it.
What's going on, Saint? Yeah.
Yes.
Because I definitely think, like, Pete's kids, they would have, like, weird enough names. Go.
And.
Uh-huh.
And very much like her mother had four with Robert.
Yeah.
And then Kendall and Kylie with her second husband. And a lot of people, when they have a big break like that, like the age break, which now the younger one is maybe like three or four. It's not a huge break. But like, let's say they have that. Maybe the Psalm will be like four or five when they have their twins. They want to have two together because they're like, well, one has to have a friend. It can't just be this kid's alone. So she might say, yes, let's put the two best embryos in this girl who's going to walk
some
around.
Girl.
Yeah. Speaking of BBLs and the girls, as you know, their asses are going down. You know, they're becoming skinny, white, blonde sorority girls from the 90s is the look that's happening right now. But James Charles didn't get that memo. He is the huge YouTube makeup guru guy that wears makeup. He is still a guy, but he's wearing a bathing suit and he got a BBL.
He is problematic as is.
Why is he so problematic? Has he done a Doja Cat with some young boys that are not 18, correct?
Yep. And he kind of got canceled there for a bit because of it. And he was saying a lot of like lewd things to young boys on TikTok and Instagram. I'm still amazed that he's got such a following still. It kind of just I guess got swept under the rug. I don't know. I don't I don't keep up with James Charles. Well, this got
1.1 million likes on his TikTok, his BBL.
It's very strange to look at. Like, just go back. Because you said he looked like a centaur, right?
Well, it is an interesting look when someone is still got a traditional male chest and abs.
Yeah.
But then has added hips.
Another body at the bottom.
Hips and a female bottom.
Like a horse person. Like, it is weird. Like, if you covered the top, I would have thought, like, oh, that's, I'm sure I would have been like, oh, that's Kylie.
Honestly. Well, Kylie had a male makeup artist that was featured a lot with her, and I would somehow was following it, and it was a male that wore a lot of makeup and everything. And then I saw him in like a one-piece bathing suit, and he still didn't have boobs, but he had added hips. He had completely Kylie's hips and butt and Kylie's now face. Because when you're around them so much, you're just like constantly them. Like, yeah.
That's so weird to me. And also I feel like you said, like if he's like an influencer, like shouldn't you keep up with the trends? Like the big butts are slowly coming out or like
maybe
going away.
Maybe he's had the butt for a while, but like I'm so glad that the flat ass is making a comeback. It's a new butt. She said it's a new butt, so
it
whatever.
Is a new butt. You're glad that flat asses are back. You guys, flat asses are
in? I mean, they're not really back, but I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yes.
Justin.
Yes.
Tell everybody you have your own podcast.
Yes.
They can get more Justin Martindale whenever they want.
Please, you guys, please subscribe to my podcast, Just Sayin', on Apple and Spotify. Comes out every Tuesday. And also, can I give out a promo code to
sure.
all the listeners?
Yes.
I'm doing a collab with Cozy Earth. This is what
yes.
I'm wearing.
So nice.
So
very
soft.
Flattering cut.
It's the best thing ever. Go to CozyEarth.com. It was on Oprah's Favorite Things. They're doing 40% off your final order using promo code 40Justin. And I love them. I got the bath sheets, the pillows, the comforter, the sheets, everything. I love them. I'm a Cozy Earth kind of guy.
And wherever you guys go to heatherrichdonald.net and check out if you can make it at my New York show, October 15th. And I'm going to have more shows coming. Justin will be joining me on
yes,
some.
Yes,
hopefully
yes.
I keep saying I'm going to announce it, but it's just been really hard to nail down these things. But they're coming. They're coming this fall, and there'll be several of them, and they will be live Juicy Scoops.
This
with
be fun.
Like, you know, a little bit of everything. Stories, improv, guests, audience participation.
Thruples.
It's going to be very fun. So if you saw either of us last year, it will be a completely different show.
Yep.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
And now I have even more hilarious, fun topics and juicy stories that I did with your other favorite, Chris Frangiola. A woman ended up in a wheelchair after holding in farts around her boyfriend. Did you hear about this?
No.
So she's an influencer. So it's a great story.
Uh-huh.
And first when I heard about it, I really thought she was like paralyzed. No, but she had such incredible abdominal pain.
Yeah.
That she did. But then now that the farts are let out, but she's apparently really held her farts for so long. And then they've looked into other stories where women that won't fart or won't. And then Brandon said, well, you know, Elvis died on the toilet because he had 4 months of shit in him. I go, where did you hear that?
Well, John Wayne, too. They say John Wayne.
But how would you know that Elvis had 4 months of shit stuffed up there?
I didn't hear 4 months, but I did hear that Elvis suffered from what's called an impacted colon.
Oh.
And I
never knew that he was actually trying to take a shit from like eating too many peanut butter banana sandwiches. I thought he just was on the toilet and had a heart attack on the toilet.
He did.
Because
I believe.
He was trying to push out a shit so hard.
No, I think he was doing drugs in the bathroom and just happened to be near a toilet. From what I gather, I could be wrong.
Can you believe he was only 42?
I know. It's shocking.
Or 43 or something. Yeah, there you go. Brittany, yes, Brout, 4 months. 4 months of poo in there.
Yeah, and then John Wayne, it said, John Wayne didn't go by months, he went by pounds. I heard.
Do you think they're going to
John Wayne had 50-something pounds.
Do you think they're going to have
poo-poo.
Is that a Baz Luhrmann song? Are they going to talk about that in the movie, the Elvis movie? Taking a big dump.
I got a hunk of shit inside me.
Brittany is out there seriously, the brown pumps are like never going away. I don't know if
she's on a vacation again. I guess Hawaii. I don't know. I feel like she's rolling around in the water a lot. Yeah.
And anyway, she said, America has done a wonderful job at humiliating me. Britney Spears claims that documentaries and specials made about her life. So someone asked her something. How do you feel about the documentaries? And she said, it didn't help. They humiliated me even more. And then she went on to say, never in my life have I been picked up when I've landed from a plane in a golf cart. And when I first read that, I thought, is she saying, you know how she's also been like, I couldn't have a Jack and Coke after a show and I couldn't have a massage. So I was like, oh, are you saying like you never got that special treatment of a golf cart picking you up like a VIP?
Right.
No, she's saying she's only had private cars pick her up until now, and she believes that America has sent the golf cart so that we can see her and take photos of her and humiliate her that she's in a golf cart when other stars are in closed cars.
Oh, wow. This poor girl. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the least of her problems is the way she gets from a plane. She's got... Yeah.
I mean, and the writing, the topics are as weird as ever. And she's just dancing around. She's still in the Cheesecake Factory house. I heard that she sold it. Maybe she didn't.
Yeah, I heard she sold it too. I heard she is moving to another house in the same area, Thousand Oaks. But
I loved it. There was a Juicy Scooper who did an Airbnb and it was kind of looked like Britney's. So she, he was dancing around.
Yeah.
Like that is pretty great. If your entryway looks just like that.
It just got a very cold feel to it. That has, you know, the tile floors just don't do anything for me.
Yeah. And then,
but I guess for spinning, it's great. It's great. That's for what
the
you spinning. Want.
And then she talked about how, Annie was showing me some, she was on vacation. She took a photo of a baby and she writes this long thing about how this baby, she held this baby for so long. People probably didn't know if she would give the baby back. Da, da, da. And then she just ends it with like, but the baby's still emailing me.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if she's like joking. Anyway, right. That's what she's doing, people.
Okay.
Okay.
Good for her.
So Elon Musk quietly welcomed twins, except that everyone wrote about it. With Siobhan Zees, one of his top executives, late last year. So we're just finding out about it now. I guess that is kind of quiet. So according to court documents obtained by the outlet,
okay, that's his 10th kid now, I heard?
He has 10 kids.
With the twins,
he's
it made
36,
10.
And, he's 51, she's 36, and... So they did just do a petition to change the twins' names to have their father's last name and contain their mother's last name as part of the middle name. Do you imagine if you had twins with Elon Musk that you wouldn't have Musk be the last name?
Yeah, you want Musk to be the last name.
Now, one of his older twins has transitioned to a girl and changed her name, but took Musk off of it and wants nothing to do with her father now.
Yeah, okay. How old is she? She'll eventually like 16, probably want a couple 15. Of bucks.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Amber Heard baby. There's so many.
Is he the father of Amber Heard's baby?
We still do not know.
Oh.
But so many of them are twins and through in vitro.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, because he has all the money in the world, he's one of those guys that are like, I'll give you the sperm, but let's go to this doctor to make sure that they're like genetically perfect as far as disease and, you know. Like, I'm not going to have a kid that, like, you know, has some genetic disease or whatever. So,
yeah, we can't recognize people's faces.
But apparently he said the world, we're right now, there's an underpopulation happening.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, I encourage all my employees to have a lot of kids and I will, like, help in any way I can. If you're, like, there'll be benefits to being an employee that has a lot of kids.
Right.
My mom was actually at the grocery store with the five of us during the 70s, and a woman walked up and said, or a man, I don't know if it was a man or woman, but I remember her telling us, they said, how dare you overpopulate the world like this?
Wow, because of five.
Because back then in the 70s, there was a lot of, I guess, propaganda, I don't know what it was, about that we were overpopulating the world, and now they're saying we don't have enough people.
Yeah. It just depends.
I mean, I just don't think we have enough people that want to work. Not to sound like Kim Kardashian, but I think that's it. You know, do you know that Drake saw a TikTok that said that half the rides at Six Flags in LA are closed because they do not have enough people to work the rides.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's what he said. I don't know. I don't want to go and find out. I'm like, I'm glad that we did all the years. I said to the kids, I go, are we good? Like, do we need to go to Disneyland or Magic Mountain anymore? Like, now you're kind of, you're old. You're 19, 16.
Right.
Like, I feel like I've, for the last 10 years, I have gone so many times. And they're like, no, I don't think we have to go this summer.
Yeah, I think I might.
I think I'm done.
Amusement parks. Probably.
Of all of it. I don't think I have to go anymore.
No, because of the kids are older.
Because we've done it all. Like, we've done it all. We've done Universal a shit ton of times, especially when we worked there. We got, like, those
passes.
Yeah,
we used to be able to go in.
Magic Mountain, the Hurricane. We did the Disneyland so many times.
Yeah.
I feel like now if they go, maybe they'll, like, go with girlfriends when they're older. But I don't think I ever have to go ever again. Until I have grandchildren.
I just went to Universal. And it was fun with my daughter. You know, she's young, so she liked the Minions and stuff. We didn't really go on rides. We just see.
Walk
it
around.
It was $750 to look at Beetlejuice. And then we tried to take a picture with Frankenstein, the guy who plays Frankenstein.
Yeah.
My daughter doesn't even know who Frankenstein is, but he was tall. She's like, who's that? I said, no, it's Frankenstein. He'll take a picture. And he was gesturing to my daughter, who's three. To put her mask on. We didn't even have a mask. And he was going, but he was doing it in Frankenstein. And he was going, but yeah, he was gesturing for the mask. And I didn't know. I thought he was just doing Frankenstein stuff.
Yeah.
And he would not take the picture without the mask. So,
Because your two-year-old is going to get through his actual mask.
He had a mask on.
He had a real mask on. And that is so funny.
I was like, so I guess we can't do it? I don't know what the... So we just didn't get the picture.
Isn't it interesting that no one is talking about, like, vaccines or, I mean...
Well, I heard a new one's coming.
Oh, a new one's
variant.
Coming?
I read something. Monkeypox. Be careful. It's all over New York. Monkeypox.
I heard monkeypox was making its way at a lot of pride parades, unfortunately.
Yeah, because they said some guy at a bathhouse.
Yeah.
Somebody at a bathhouse had a bunch of monkeypox sex. And it got... Now everyone's got... It just bumps. It's just like skin stuff. It goes away in a couple of weeks.
Peter has all these little bumps around his ankles. He told me it was fleas, but now I'm wondering.
Oh, he keeps riddled with monkeypox. Oh, my God. Now I got it. Peter's riddled with fleas. Wait, I don't know which one's worse, that he has fleas or monkeypox.
I don't know. At our house, he thought that somehow the dog, like where he works out on this grass in our backyard, he was getting him. He's very susceptible to skin diseases, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. But, I mean.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know. He was.
Okay.
Anyway, so Nick Cannon, of course, has 9 kids. And then they were tweeting, he and Elon Musk were tweeting that, like. Yeah, and then Meghan McCain got in it and was like, how is this funny? You're cute.
What, like, people are mad if people have a lot of kids? I guess some people have a lot of kids, some people don't. I mean, the world's overpopulated, depending on where you
go.
No,
it's not. He said it's not. It's underpopulated.
Elon Musk says that.
Musk says right now it's underpopulated.
Well, that's what, yeah. But
we need to have more people.
Los Angeles is too populated, but then other cities aren't.
But I'm like, but if you're creating cars that are driving themselves, what kind of jobs are these people going to have? Like, if we're making robots do everything, do we need them? Like,
Armie Hammer will do everything. Armie Hammer's working 6 jobs right now. Can we celebrate that?
Okay.
Can I tell my story?
Yes,
of course
you can.
There's hot Broadway news. I'm here to report the hot Broadway news.
And now for Broadway, for Juicy Scoop from Broadway, our correspondent, Christopher Frangiola. Christopher, tell us what's going on in Broadway.
Hi, Heather. Here on The Great White Way to give you the lowdown on all things Broadway. Beanie Feldstein. Feldstein?
Yes.
You've heard of her?
She is the sister of Jonah Hill, right?
I didn't know that.
Can
is
you
she?
Look that up? And why don't they have the same last name?
I don't know.
Are they like Charlie Sheen and...
Emilio Estevez.
Yes.
Yeah, they just...
Like, she kept the Jewish name and he went for like something more fun.
Maybe. But she's Beanie Feldstein. I had no idea that they were brother and sister. But you might be right. But anyway... The story is...
Yes, continue.
She's in a Broadway show called Funny
Girl.
They are
Girl. Brother and sister. Okay, yeah.
That
was what Barbara Streisand made famous,
huge,
the movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's a huge Broadway show.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited about it.
Is she that funny?
But I don't know.
Okay.
Well, apparently not, because she's leaving the show early, a couple of months early or a couple of weeks early,
which is unheard of in Broadway mm-hmm. world, to like leave your contract early.
Yeah.
The only other time it was done was when Jeremy Piven, I don't know if you remember, years ago, left the Broadway show early because he said he had poisoning from eating too much sushi.
Yes, I remember that juicy scoop.
Yeah, it was like he had iron poisoning from eating too much sushi.
Well, poor Erika Jayne. She was going to be the lead in Chicago. Roxy Hart. Remember, like, Roxy Hart, everybody, every celebrity.
Lisa,
you know who they did that to with 20 years ago? Do you know who kept in Greece? You guys.
Peter Pan.
You got to stop talking.
And the walking.
Like, just get on a scooter and leave.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Maybe we want to keep that in. Let people know how real my life is.
Yeah, right. So real.
Wait. Was Grease Rizzo?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Rosie did it.
Brooke Shields mm-hmm. did it. They took like everybody that was popular in TV and threw them as Rizzo.
Before that, it was Peter Pan. And it would always be a woman.
Like a 45-year-old woman had to play Peter Pan.
Sandy Duncan. Sandy Duncan was the best at it. She had a glass eye, you know.
Now,
every time Sandy Duncan would come on TV, my mother would go, you know, she has a glass eye. And I was like, what does she really?
I think my mom was obsessed with that she had a glass eye too. Also, you know, why was, you know, like nowadays, everyone's so mad if any actor is playing anything that they don't identify as in real life. I'm like, yeah, it's called fucking acting.
Right.
Like, so if you're, so like, I've noticed that, you know, now that there's so many roles, they got to have like a non-binary teen,
right,
like in every show.
Uh-huh.
And there's a few actors whose offsprings are now identifying as non-binary.
Right.
I'm like, well, that's pretty great because the pool is pretty small.
Yeah.
So those kids are working a lot because it's like now a kid that identifies as just a cis male.
Right.
They don't want him playing a non-binary technically that was wrong about Peter Pan.
Yeah, Peter Pan was
that
the
a 45-year-old woman was playing a 14-year-old. Like, but and nowadays it'd be like, but does this actor really fly?
Yeah,
and does he identify as a boy for the rest of his life?
Yeah,
otherwise we can't have him.
Yeah, I always found it. I went to see recently at Christmas time a ballet version of the Nutcracker, and it's all adults playing like the kid roles because they're better dancers or whatever.
Oh.
And it was very creepy. They were dressed like, you know, kids with lollipops and stuff, but they were like 35 and there's big
I was Clara.
To make them look like kids. In Nutcracker?
Yeah. And my sister wanted the role. Shannon, this was the only mean thing that she's ever said to me.
Oh.
And I got it. I couldn't believe I got it. I was like, who gets a role?
Is it like
lead?
A ballet though?
Yeah, but we had other girls dancing and I just was doing the acting part.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe I got it because I was like a freshman. And she goes, there's one reason why you got that. She goes, there's two reasons why you got that part. I go, what? She goes, she points to because I had a fat face. Because you look younger.
Because
you have such a fat Cabbage Patch face.
Oh, well, I mean.
But I totally took you off track. Why is Beanie?
She's
I was going to call it Bernie. Why?
She's leaving the
and what's
production
the scoop?
Early. Well, she wrote yesterday that the production is going in a different direction.
Yeah.
And then today they announced that the new role will be played, Funny Girl now will be played by Leah Michele from
Glee.
And so, you know, and she doesn't have a great reputation, Leah Michele. So some people rumors that she campaigned for the role, stealing it from Beanie Feldstein. But there's also other people saying that Beanie Feldstein just wasn't selling tickets, you know? Not that I don't think Leah Michele's going to sell tickets either, but maybe more.
Beanie was Monica Lewinsky.
Yes.
In the impeachment, which I'm shocked just did not get the buzz. But I have a reason. I know why it didn't get the buzz. I think a show like that, being that it was released once a week.
Yeah.
I think like younger people did not find it that juicy.
And also, just like, there's so much TV right now, it's hard to keep up. Like,
I think, though, that like I found it interesting because we lived through it, but I find that younger people do not care about sex scandals.
Really?
Because there's so much sex in their life, and everyone you know, yeah. it's so out there that then like something like that, the president having an affair with an intern and like how much it like shocked us That's living through point. It. They're right. kind of like, who cares? Like yeah. all my friends are sugar babies. Yeah. All my friends are blowing 50-year-old men for a purse. Uh-huh. Why is it such a big deal? Like, they're just like, I don't need to watch. I don't need to wait every week to watch this. I think yeah. that's why I didn't do that well. But I thought she was really good in it. I yeah. loved her in it.
She's good in stuff. I've seen her in other stuff.
Do you, yeah. you know, if someone asked me, would I ever want to do Broadway?
Would you? 8 shows a week. It's a lot of work.
I don't, it's like not a dream of mine, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, it's been so long since I've done like an actual play.
Yeah.
Like the last thing I did was like sketches at the Groundlings Theater where like I'd have to hear my cue and be like waiting
right.
and hit my mark and everything. Like, I don't know. I don't think I really, I guess if the opportunity really came up, I'd have to like really think about it. First, I'd have to go see a Broadway play, which I never have.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going
I've
on.
Literally
I'm
going never on. Seen a Broadway. I've literally what? Never gone to see a Broadway play. The closest I came was my own performance at Caroline's on Broadway.
But wait a minute.
Doing stand-up.
You've seen...
I've seen plays, shows, but not on Broadway. I've seen things at the Pantages, like we'd go see yeah. Sound of Music and all that kind of stuff. Growing up, my mom was very...
Well, you didn't live in New York, so yeah, that makes a little sense.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know, like...
Wow. I've seen thousands.
What are you... You said you're seeing one tonight by yourself.
No, Thursday night. I'm going to see Moulin Rouge at the Pantages by myself. Yeah, Moulin Rouge. That's right.
You know, the amount of times that I've had someone just DM me or tweet and just go, I know Chris is gay.
Why is that? Because I... Well, I know. I know you're not.
And I love that, like, you have to just defend it. You shouldn't have to defend it.
Right. I used to get that a lot on Chelsea Lately. Remember, people would always say I was gay on Chelsea Lately. And, yeah, I don't really know why.
Well, she used to always call Joe Coy gay, too. And,
I know. You know, it was kind of her shtick.
It's a little ironic, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, perfect.
James Caan's passed away.
Yes.
From The Godfather.
Right.
I had always seen him at the Playboy Mansion.
That was his whole thing.
He said he slept with a lot of women and a lot of hookers, but he said he didn't ever have to pay for the hookers. He just gave them cocaine.
Oh, yeah. He had a wild life.
I guess hookers really do like cocaine. Anyway, this guy was in it with him. His name's Gianna Russo. And he said he was rude to him. He was a dick on the set of The Godfather. And then many years later, he was producing a movie and James Caan's agent called him up and was like, hey, we'd love to get James Caan to play this role. I mean, he's, you know, and he's like, I guess James Caan didn't tell you what a dick he was on the set with me. Yeah. And the agent's probably like, what? And I just thought that was interesting because we always wonder, like, I was talking about this recently with somebody, like, you know, you never know why you're like blackballed or why you can't get on a show. And it can just be one person that was like, you know what? In 1997, Chris didn't invite me to his party. Yeah. Or whatever.
Right.
You never know. So I just thought that was
good. Oh, I agree with that. I believe I was taken off a show for making fun of one of the... Yeah. Recently.
Yeah. You got what? Taken off a show for what?
A couple of years ago, one of those shows... I think, did we do it together? It was like that one where we watched videos with Tyler, the muscular guy who hosts... What's his name? Terry Crews.
We watched videos with Terry Crews.
Remember we met with Michael Cox, booked it.
Okay.
It America's Funniest Home Video. No, Craziest Videos or something. Remember it was like
yes,
three comedians.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you on it?
Maybe I wasn't on it.
But I
don't remember.
They were going to have me back a second time and I saw a writer's name that I had recognized from another show. And I said something along the lines of, is he on this show now? Like, there's no way he'd be on this show.
Why?
Because he was on Family. He was a writer on Family Guy. And I was like, there's no way he'd be writing on this terrible show.
Oh, you said it like that?
To the producer. But I didn't
And then they never asked you back.
Yeah, they never asked me back. I didn't mean it that way, but it came out that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, Elizabeth Holmes, ex. The Theranos executive, you know, Elizabeth Holmes, one drop.
Yeah.
He has been found guilty, too.
Oh.
So they, they're both guilty on all 12 fraud charges. So she was found guilty 6 months ago. She has not been sentenced. She got married, had a baby. So, you know, she married another super rich guy.
They always do. That's what's going to happen. That's my prediction for Amber Heard. You watch. In a couple of months, it'll be another rich guy. Probably that guy you saw with the wheelchair and the big yacht. I mean, it's going to be some other rich guy. That's just that's the life she's going to have. By the way, somebody sent us a picture.
Yeah.
I think it was on your Juicy Scoop Facebook page that Amber Heard was on Chelsea Lately. Do you remember that?
I mean, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. We always had like actresses.
I didn't even realize she was around back then.
Probably, probably. Sure. Yeah. And she was probably totally excited. She probably watched every night.
Yeah.
So, God.
We have a
connection. Anyway, they deliberated for 5 days. This was the guy, if you watch the movie, that was like this older guy that she was sexually involved with. And she blamed it all on him. But clearly they were in it together. And oh my God, they heard from 24 government witnesses. Each wire fraud count carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. And the prosecutors allege that he conspired with Holmes in a decade-long scheme to bilk hundreds of millions of dollars from investors and patients in an effort to keep the struggle company afloat. Like, I wonder how much time they'll get, because I feel like, yes, there were a couple people that got the wrong diagnosis and like had a really horrible week.
Yeah.
Because they like were told they literally had AIDS and they didn't and stuff like that, or cancer.
That'll do it.
But the real victims are just these huge rich guys that invested in it.
Yeah.
And I just don't know that like a jury or even are going to feel like she has to be put away for life for this, or him.
Right.
Because it's like different than like.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway.
I think with that, something like that, fraud is fraud. You know what I mean?
No, it is. But I'm saying for the amount of time they'll get.
Right.
I understand why they're guilty. They're guilty of the crime. But yeah, like when you think about how much. But they said they invested $100 million and you'd think that they'd be bothered to come to testify. But we didn't hear from them. So they're saying like even some of the people that were duped out of the money didn't even bother. So they're like, really? Is it that bad of a thing? So that's what his people are going to probably defend. Like, anyway, so there you go with that. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, I'm going to end on this. Okay. Have you seen this girl from TikTok, the Mormon TikTok girl?
I've seen her. Yeah.
She's real pretty. Mm-hmm. And she always sets up her phone and does these dances, just like Britney, but it's a different dance style.
Okay.
And she's got long hair and she's super thin and she's a Mormon. And she was the one that then revealed that she and all her other hot Mormon friends, they all have a couple babies. That's, and they're like under 28 and they've got like three babies. And they all
swinger thing. Or
yes. Something. And they were swingers. And some of the friends were like, no, we didn't. And I couldn't even keep track. But she was definitely fucking someone other than her husband. And they broke up. And now she,
her and the husband broke up, or her and the guy she was fucking broke up?
Well, she and the husband are definitely broke up.
Yeah.
Up. I think she was getting, but I heard from a lot of people that this is absolutely true with some Mormon people, because they get married so young, because they are not allowed to, drink or do drugs.
Uh-huh.
And that then they're all in the same boat and they all have the same lack of experience, but now they're like adults with a couple bucks and they're like, let's spin the bottle. Let's like dry hump.
Spin the bottle.
Yes, literally just spin the bottle, like go in a closet and just get to like make out with other people.
And where's this happening?
In Utah.
Oh, wow.
With these Mormons.
That's.
And so, but then, you're supposed to, there's rules to it, just like any swingers, like you got to be in the same room or whatever. And I guess she eventually, went off with someone else. So now she does this dance. It's like a lot of people are stitching it, meaning they do it as well. So it's one of those things where she's dancing and there's like writing like it. Okay.
Okay.
So she, like it'll say like people ask, how are you co-parenting your kids? So she points, the music's going and she points and she's like, 3 days on.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
3 days off, Uh-huh. And so I was like, what happens on the seventh day? And why are you dancing about it? And then someone said, oh my God, some other mom in her TikTok group they would all use each other like as a group, like a collab to get more people to follow all of them.
Uh-huh.
And they all had the long hair and the skinny bodies and everything. One girl, I guess, was doing dances about her kid getting chemo. Like, how do you do the chemo? And she's like, go into the doctor's like,
I mean, wow.
And I'm like, I just think these people just, they honestly are like separated from reality somehow. Yeah. Like they literally don't understand that like not everything has to be a TikTok. Not everything has to be posted.
Right.
Oh, there was this horrible thing that someone sent to me. This woman named Drew McCray, and she is some other mom influencer, and she was married to this guy and they had a couple kids, and she was like a little bit fuller figured, and she went on this vegan alkaline diet whatever and made her husband go on it, and she lost all this weight, and the husband ended up like going into a coma
from the diet.
Yes, from the diet.
Oh.
And she's filming the whole thing and filming how like she won't let her the parents come see the husband, and he's like a former Marine. And so all these, so then I got, went down this rabbit hole of people investigating her. And, but I was like, what? I mean, at this point I'm like, is anyone coming over? She's like not feeding her kid. And it was so weird. I'm just like, these people just, I think they just get so sucked into this world of like, getting the comments and the likes and like dancing around. But she is pretty hot. I will give her that.
She is pretty hot. I give her that too. Yeah.
But I, and she does this dance where she's like she puts up her like kind of like leg. She's a certain style about it with her ass.
Normally, it's, you know, the Mormons are a little more reserved, I guess. I think. Maybe not.
Well, I guess this is, I think they love, I think a lot of Mormons love being part of the Mormon religion, and they love the routine and how much they do together, and like that, like, you know, eating an apple and not smoking kind of a life.
Yeah.
But so then they find a group of people too. They're like, we're not going to have, you know, we're not going to go back to like having polygamous relationships or whatever.
Right.
But if we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to make out with someone other than the guy I've been kissing since I was 16, you know?
I think swinging is, I think it's time to bring, we need like a good swinger movie.
It's called, soft swinging. I'm completely down for soft swinging.
Now, what is that?
That means
that's like spin the bottle?
Like first, second base.
Oh.
Like maybe not a blowjob, but like a nice dry hump. And just
all right.
Which is all I like to do anyways, just make out and dry hump.
So awesome. Now, can I ask you, I have a couple swinging questions. You mind if I?
Yeah, sure.
I'm always concerned that, do you do it in a separate location and you talk about the next day with your significant other, or significant other in the room watching? Because that is a big difference. You know what I mean? First of all, I don't think I'm a swinger type at all. It's not something I'd be interested in. But
I think for hardcore swinging couples that are both on the same page,
right,
and have been successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they go to the club parties together, and when they meet couples, they have dinner together, and they have, and sometimes it's the same room, but same, maybe it's the same house, but they each go to different rooms, and then they go home to their spouse, and they never go out alone with the person that's not their spouse. And I think those are the people that like successfully swing into a lifetime.
Good.
Of all swinging.
Right. So you.
And then, of course, the pineapple thing is 100% real.
Is it?
100%.
Because now I can't look at a fucking pineapple without hearing.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that, pineapples are adorable.
They are. And there aren't a lot of things. Pineapples aren't a lot. There are a lot of
pineapple fun drinks.
A lot of throw pillows at Home Goods with pineapples.
We have a little mat here.
Pineapple.
On the house that we're renting. That's a pineapple. Yeah, I know. And I don't think it's anything but, it's a beach house.
Just a coincidence. Yeah.
Beaches and pineapples go together.
Yeah, pineapples have been around a long time. You know, everyone loves pineapples.
Yeah, but I mean, I definitely also, it definitely is absolutely a.
There's always been a sexual connotation to the pineapple, because before the swinging thing, which I believe you're the one.
Supposed to drink the pineapple to make your.
Yes, that was the other
so
one.
So it's more enjoyable for someone to go down.
There's a song out right now, Jack Harlow, First Class. You ever heard that Jack Harlow song, First
Class? We're going first class.
Something about him drinking pineapple juice.
I thought that's about going on a flight and getting first class.
And he's saying
and eating all the snacks and watching Marry Me.
What he's saying is, I beckon. Comfort Plus. Can I do that song?
Comfort We're going plus. Comfort. Plus so fun. We're going to get some.
But anyway, he does say something about drinking pineapple juice in that song.
Mm.
For his, you know, whatever.
Pineapple. pineapple juice is something that I don't normally order, and then somehow it's like involved in a cocktail or someone has it, and you're like, why am I not having more pineapple?
It makes you feel like you're having a good time. Yeah, that's probably why it has the swinging connotation. Perhaps.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway,
well, I'm going to end on the Kardashians modeling. Wait, did you want to talk about something else?
I just have one more thing that I don't think we've ever discussed, and I always think about this when I think about swinging.
Yeah,
is how amazing, and I think it should be maybe redone,
okay,
or rediscovered by people. In Indecent Proposal was when it first came out, and
yes,
how it dealt with that thing.
Let me remind the kids.
I know. You have to remind people how great that movie was.
Let me tell you about some old 90 movies that are great, because I downloaded one for my ride.
Oh, good.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
Ooh, a great
one. And what
one.
Was great is I knew it was juicy, but I forgot so much about it. So rewatching it now, yeah, it was like, I didn't know what was going to happen.
So fun. Europe, Vespas.
Oh, go watch
Jude
Talented.
Law at his most gorgeous.
And same with Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, that's right. Yeah.
Now, Matt Damon.
Gwyneth Paltrow? Is she the girl?
I don't want to give anything away, but Matt Damon doesn't play what he is in real life.
Yeah.
But he's great at it. Mm-hmm. Now, today, that would not be allowed.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's mm-hmm. like. Anyway, so he. That's a really good one, but we're Indecent Proposal. So there's a couple. It's Woody Harrelson and
Demi Moore.
And they're this young couple, and she's in real estate, and she just happens to come across a huge lot in Malibu that no one's ever bought or built on,
right,
which happens all the time.
Right.
And he's an architect, and they put their money down to build their dream house.
Yeah.
Well, the market drops, and she's not getting as many listings, and he's struggling getting his architect money. And they're like, how are we going to build our dream house in Malibu overlooking the sea?
Because mm-hmm.
that's what we deserve as 30-year-old white couple right. living in Santa Monica.
Right.
And they don't know what they're going to do. So they go to Las Vegas for the night. And she's so hungry that she goes into a fancy store and she steals chocolates. It's like literally like Les Mis. Yeah. Really? Are you kidding? Right. And Robert Redford walks in. He's like, I like this average looking girl, even though she's stunning.
Yeah.
And like, and he sends her the Versace dress and they hang out with him. And then he's like, I'd like to
borrow
her. Have her for a night for $1 million, and
but
they lose
everything on a
they
table?
Earn a bunch of money, they win a bunch of money, and that's when they roll around and they sing to that Sade song.
Yeah.
and then the next day they lose it all.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, okay, so then she goes with him and has sex with him, and their relationship is never the same.
Yeah,
which is like so dumb, because I'm like, you're 30. Robert Redford is like 62.
Yeah.
You probably are fucking Demi Moore better than him.
Like, right.
What have you got to worry about?
Yeah.
But then he blows her off. So then all of a sudden she starts dating him.
Yeah. Then they become a full. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
What, and then he buys her a hippo at the end.
Yeah. But I
where
know.
The hell is that That's hippo going to live?
Yeah.
And then he like buys the property or something. And they're like, that's my property. How could you do that to me? And she's like putting up her open house signs, and there's all those open house signs.
People should watch it. It's a good one. It deals.
It's like a bad. It's like so bad it's good.
So bad it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The director Adrian Lyne, who made some really bad good movies in the 80s and 90s.
Speaking of so bad it's good, all the reality stars are now models. Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset. Look at how big these giant shoes are. They're hideous. They all went to Balenciaga. North went, and Kim modeled, and she really gave it her all. She's giving everybody Ramona Singer vibes with her eyes, just like walking through. And Nicole Kidman. And I mean, I know it's fashion, but all the outfits are so freaking weird.
Balenciaga, I feel, is like, it's got to be some sort of weird social experiment to see how stupid people can be and buy the ugliest things for the most ridiculous price.
Right. Because
it's now laughable. Like, if you put those shoes that Christine Quinn is wearing, like, it's like a spoof. Like, this woman paid $5,000 for these ridiculous giant clown shoes. But
I mean, yeah, I was just a lot. Well, Chris, what's going on? Do you have shows anyone wants to go see?
I got coming up in July.
Okay.
I got some Boston coming back to Laugh Boston. That's going to be exciting.
That is going to be exciting.
A lot of people talking about it. Then I'm coming Long Island, okay. Brokerage Comedy Club, my hometown of Long Island, coming back the 28th of July, Brokerage Comedy Club, and then Laugh Boston the 29th and 30th. Comedy Off Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky in August 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Love it.
And then so many more coming up.
Chris Frangiola. Oh, I'd also like to announce right now, I have a show in New York that I'm doing October 15th. Go to heathermcdonald.net.
Where in New York?
The Palladium.
The Palladium?
Yes.
Like,
just announced it. I used to
go there as a kid, like it was a club.
Well, it's a place I'm doing a show. On Saturday, October 15th, get your tickets now. And then I'm going to have a couple more dates that I'm probably going to announce on Thursday's show.
Wow, that's exciting.
Thank you. It is. All right, you want to get a cute lunch by the sea?
Let's get a cute... Oh, by the sea.
Well, sure, why not?
Just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Sure. Wait, are the boys coming?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because there's been a lot going on. Here, I got to tell you, everybody, this experiment that I am now a part of, because I don't know if anybody else would put up with what we've been putting up with.
Well, I do, because they're my kids.
I know. You have to. But we've had to cut a few times. They've been beating the shit out of each other. They're screaming.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, yeah. They're bored because there's nothing to do here.
Right.
You can't paddleboard. You can't go on a scooter. You can't go boogie board. You can't ride your bike. Yeah. So what else would they do but like touch each other?
They just beat each other up. And Heather's had to stop and scream at them about 10 times. It's amazing.
Yeah. Podcasters, just like us.
They're just like us.
They're just like us. Yeah. Thank you. Bye.